It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise. This, of course, you can find them at tqag.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the dynamic duo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Hello.
I understand you guys are under yet another winter storm watch.
Well, here's the whole thing: what's happened up here this winter? We've had like 32 inches of snow, and it looks like after today we're going to have like close to 38 or 40 inches. But we get 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 inches of snow, and then we get ice and sleet. It's been that type of. There's no storm except for I think one of them. Has been sleet or freezing rain free. And this time, they're saying we might get up to 0.2 of an inch of ice. Now, that's almost a quarter of an inch of ice. That's the thing that we don't want to happen. So we'll see. But, hey, we're hardy people. We're stuck here. We're stuck in the dying state of Connecticut. We know how to deal with things worse than snowstorms.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what am I laughing at? Well, you got to laugh because otherwise you cry.
You have to.
Amazon
or
decided,
freeze or freeze.
You know, Connecticut wanted to give the whole state to Amazon. Still, Amazon decided not to come here.
They said, "Thanks, but no."
We said Jeff Bezos could be governor. It still didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, now that he's reconsidering New York, he might be in the running.
I don't think so. Anyways, so now, what's going on in the probably sunny state of Florida?
Well, let's see. We're getting ready for. We just finished since last week. We just finished a terrific fundraising event for the Boys and Girls Club here in Hobe Sound. A record amount of money that we raised this year. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, we're gearing up for the Heart Ball. February's Heart Month, so we do the Palm Beach Heart Ball, and that's on Friday. So I've been in meetings with them about strategies and auction items, and does this go in the silent, or does this go in the live, and putting things together. So that's great, and that'll be Friday at the Breakers. So.
We're deep in the fundraising season down here in South Florida. So we are up to our neck in galas, basically.
Well, bow ties and tuxedos.
At least it's up to your neck. It's not up to your necks in alligators.
That's a real good thing. We're also doing a lot of different appraisals where we had a client call us from over 10 years ago and say, do you remember you? It was the son. Do you remember you appraised my mother's stuff back in 2008 or 2009? I was like, oh, yeah, wait. And the funny thing is, Greg is more this. I remember some of the names. Greg remembers the stuff. So
I don't remember the names. I remember the stuff.
But I would say, but do you remember she had this thing? And he said, yeah, yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, I had a phone call that could beat that, yes, Tim, because yesterday Tim was out doing he was at his Heart Ball meeting, and I got a phone call from a lady, and she said, in 2002, you sold my mother's stuff for me. And I went, okay. And your mother's name was?
And I said,
well, what did we sell for her? And so she told me, and I said, the reason I ask that is because I have to be full disclosure here. I have this uncanny knack of not remembering people's names, but I can remember the stuff we've sold for them.
Well, everybody.
And she started to laugh a little bit, but she said she understood. So we struck up a conversation in an old relationship, and we're back in touch with somebody from 2002. So you never know. We're still getting phone calls from our very first newspaper article
from when we moved down here in 1990.
Yeah. So somebody called just last month. Just, you know, I saved this article. And I said, well, when was it from? And she said, well, it was from 1999. It's like, okay. So you never know. You never know. So it's just one of those things in our industry that sometimes appraisals for value or for insurance will eventually turn into estate appraisals. And that is what it has come to pass with a number of our clients. So well,
either estate or liquidation, because in a number of cases, it could be that we did, like in the one case, we did the insurance appraisal, and now the individual is still living, but they may need to liquidate the assets just to help with the healthcare. So they're looking for information on that. And, you know, more and more, I think a lot of that is because we did so many of these appraisals 15 years ago that were for insurance purposes. And now the guardians or the other family members are looking at that. And that is why it is so important for the documentation of what was there, what was the condition, what so that we could, and by what we have to hold on to is 5 years. We are mandated by USPAP to hold on to it for 5 years, but I make sure that we hold on to the digital copies. So if there were any photographs or the digital report, we do hold on to after that time period. And actually, we hold on to it a little longer, but we do hold on to it so that we can go back and reference it because of where we live and the demographic of where we live too. We've more often than not have gone back to those archival files, those digital files.
And you know,
files.
This is where technology has made such an impact on our industry, because prior to, well, here's an example. I remember when we were living in New York and Tim was still working at Christie's, and cell phones had just become all the rage. And I said, no, I will never have a cell phone, never have a cell phone. So the very first, the very first year we were together, and it was Tim's birthday. And I got him, I said, you know, I'm going to bite the bullet. He travels a lot. So I bought him a cell phone. And since that time, the technology has leapt so forward that I don't know how prior to that year in 1994, 1995, we have not, I can't think of a time when we haven't had a cell phone, and how it's impacted our industry. And the fact that we now have all of these digital copies that we don't have to store all of the paper files, and we can actually go back further than the 5 years we're required to hold on to reports and go into a digital file and find these things, it has impacted us in such a way that we have once again rekindled business relationships with people that we still have their digital file.
And from a business standpoint too, which was great, is that when the gentleman called about his mother's appraisal that we did 10 years ago or 15, he had the appraisal right in front of him. And I said, oh, hold on just one moment. Let me see if I can access this in our digital archive. And I pulled it up and I said, oh, I have the report in front of me. He said, oh, you have exactly what I have? I said, yes. He said, oh, great. I want to ask you about line number 5 and number 7 and number 10. And I mean, it was seamless. And from a business standpoint, I mean, we look phenomenal because I knew exactly who he was, what his mother's stuff was, and then could access and had a photo file of all the stuff that we had appraised. So I could look over some of the photos just to refresh my memory of, oh yeah, that's what we did.
Well, you know,
and take a look at that. Yeah.
It's interesting because I could do with or without the modern cell phones. I mean, I could use a flip phone and be happy because I don't text that much. I text a little bit, but I do check email. But the technology to digitize, we here at the radio station and at our local access TV station, which we run, I just had an instance yesterday where somebody said, you know what, I was looking for a video that was shot 7 years ago. Well, because you can digitize it and you can save it in digital format, it's not a, it took me literally 2 minutes, and I responded I responded to this person with a link to what they were looking for. That's amazing. That's what makes it all so great.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Well, I'm like you. I have to be honest. I am very similar to your feeling about having a flip phone. I just need a phone that when you turn it on, you press the button, dial a number, and get it. I don't need all of the bells and whistles. I know Tim uses them. He uses them because it helps him in what he does. But if I think as long, my biggest regret is that I never really, I will say this, I'm going to admit this on the air. My biggest regret is that I never really got into the technology until later. So I feel as though I'm somewhat behind the eight ball a little bit than everybody else,
yes,
but I'm getting there.
And, let's just say that we have a smart TV, and the TV's the TV's smarter than Greg.
Yeah,
I said, here, let me just. He said, well, don't just take that out of my hand. Show me how to do it. I said, Greg, you point it, you click it, you do this, you know, highlight you. It's easy.
You're funny you say that, because whenever the kids come to watch my dogs and stuff like that, I'll say, now, I've got the Xbox, it's a smart TV, and they look at me, they say, don't worry, we got it.
Right.
I know. So I'm getting there.
I'm a big proponent.
I'm a very big proponent of technology now. And I'm kind of getting there, but whenever possible, I like to use it and refer to it as much as possible, because it's the way it's actually made us who we are business-wise and professionally.
And every time
I get these phone calls from like 10 years ago, 15 years ago of somebody, and I can actually help them because I have a digital file, it's great.
It enables you, and one final thought, it enables you, and like it enables us to operate what we do without having this. If this were 20 years ago, we would need big staffs. Yeah. We would need staffs. We'd need paid people to do this, all this cataloging
to go
and researching.
Through the files.
Yeah. So it's
crazy.
Pretty amazing.
All works well.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the. Are you going out golfing today?
No, not today. We're busy. This is a heart ball.
Okay.
We're working. We've got
several
stuff.
Appraisals. I've got big appraisals. I have a big estate appraisal done in Miami. I'm really excited to see what's down there, so I'll be able to report back next week.
Well, we'll speak to you guys next week, all right?
That sounds
great.
Have
take
a great
care, guys.
Week.
You too.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Bye.
Bye. That is Tim and Greg, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web.